What did the carbon consist of? Oh, this is an unfair question. It's kachim. It's briska rubs. What did the carbon consist of? I'll take a look in the grid. I'll tell you. What's amazing is that there are people who learn the innards of kachim backwards and forwards with chakiris, but you've asked them a simple question. What was the carbon of the nazir? It was a din in the gav for the carbon of the nazir. What animals? Animals. The carbon had animals? So what's the carbon tamid? Carbon tamid consisted of two kvatim. This is important to know, by the way. Not because any of you will need to be doing this in the near future, but to appreciate what goes on next. Because what's the carbon of Shabbos? From Shabbos and on, these karbanos are called karbanos musaf. Why are they called karbanos musaf? Because we daven musaf, no? They're added to the tamid. So now the question is, what is the relationship between the musaf and the tamid? And on Shabbos, what is that relationship? What do we do on Shabbos? Kind of in the psukim in front of you. Pasuk tes. The same thing, doubled. We have two kvasim every day. On Shabbos, we add another two. And that's why we talk about Shabbos being a day of doubles. Lechem Mishnah, Neshama Yaseira. That theme begins in the Torah with the musaf. Shabbos is a double day. Now we get to Rosh Chodesh, which is more tadir than the others because it's 12 times a year, 11, 12 times a year, 12, 13, right? We get to Rosh Chodesh, and then we get to the Yom Tovim of Pesach, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, and Sukkot. And we need to conclude, but let me just show you something interesting for those who've never seen this. I'm going to need to do this quickly and briefly. Let's take a look at the number of animals offered on these different Yom Tovim. Let's begin with Rosh Chodesh. The carbon of Rosh Chodesh, like all the other carbonos of the Yom Tovim, consisted of an Ola and a Chatas. The chatas is easy. It's always seir yizim echad l'chatat, and you remember that from all the musaf tefillot. That's the same. But let's take a look at the carbon ola. Rosh Chodesh. What is it? Parim b'nei vakar shnayim. Two bullocks. To be distinguished from bulls, because bullock is a funnier name, and that's why they put it in the English translation. Two bullocks. Okay, got that? B-U-L-O-L-O-C-K. Bullock. Okay, two bullocks. What else? Ayal achad, one ram. Kfasim b'nei shana, shiva. Let's call this the 217 thing, right? Okay. What do you have on Rosh Hashanah, on Pesach, which is the next one? Bottom of page 4. Again, 217, right? So we're getting into this like consistent thing, right? Now we look at Shavuot. What do you have on Shavuot? Page 5, Pesach of Zayin. 217. So we're like into this 217, right? Who likes 217? Torah. Torah's into the 217. But now we get to Rosh Hashanah. What happens on Rosh Hashanah? Pasuk Bet. What's different? We're missing one. One. Bullock. We're missing one bullock. Now, in case you think that Rosh Hashanah is a fluke, look at Yom Kippur, Pasuk Chet. Again, Parab and Bakar Achad. The Torah uses this mechanism to distinguish between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim on the one hand versus Pesach and Shavuot on the other hand. We're developing an independent framework. They're similar in that there's Sir Achad Chatat, there's Ayal, there's Sheva Kfasim, but they're different in the Parim to distinguish between them. So now you're wondering, so who's Sukkot with? Is Sukkot going to show its allegiance to the Shalosh Regalim or show its allegiance to the Shabbaton Yomim Tovim of the seventh month? And you look at Sukkot and what do you see? It's all over the place. Which one is it? Someone say the word. Which one is it? It's both. Why do you say it's both? Because in Sukkot, how many rams do we bring? Two. How many sheep do we bring each day? 14. 14 is seven doubled, right? The parim change. And that's the uniqueness of Sukkot, that the parim are in changing number, and Chazal darshan in many different ways. But the kfasim and the ayal show you that Sukkot is basically a doubling. And of course, Sukkot is a doubling. Because Sukkot is the completion of the Shalosh Regalim. And it's also the completion of the seventh month. So even though the Torah does not give you an indication of what's unique, of what the message of the Yom Tovim of the seventh month is, it shows you that they are unique. It tells you that they are different. There's the Shalosh Regalim that are presented on their own in Shemot and Dvarim. And then there are the Yom Tovim that are presented in Vayikra and Bamidbar. And they include the Shalosh Regalim, but include others. But as the Torah presents them together in Vayikra and Bamidbar, even when it presents them together, it distinguishes. It distinguishes in Parshat Emor, with the word Shabbaton. It distinguishes in Parshat Pinchas, through the Karban Musaf, which is the halachic difference. one par versus two pars. So again, it doesn't tell you what the difference is, but it tells you that it's different. And our goal over the next 3 days is to try and start to understand why, and to look into the words of Chazal as they darshan the psukim in the Torah, and how they understood what was unique about the seventh month, and through that the sixth month that prepares for the seventh month. So what I'm going to suggest is that we're going to start and take a few minutes, so that I don't want to leave time for the other shiurim. Anyone who wants to ask me questions can do so in the next few minutes, and Shani will begin, I guess, at 10:30, in 3-4 minutes we'll start. And what I'll do for those who want to prepare for other shiurim, more often I rotate, sit in the mini Beit Midrash, and he wants to talk to us, wants to prepare for other shiurim. So people, as I mentioned earlier, throughout the days can decide they want to go to shiur, they want to prepare for other shiurim, and people can take the booklet, obviously prepare on their own. You're allowed to prepare after 1 o'clock. Don't let anyone know, because it's a little baltosif, but you know, we'll get special permission, and people should very much enjoy. We're happy to be here with you, and hope that people will gain a lot from this in preparation ourselves for the 6th and 7th months. Okay, so I'm trying to begin in a few minutes, and I want to ask you questions.